For a spiritualist, there are formidable enemies, which are internal enemies, which even after many lifetimes of practice cannot be conquered, but are well known as the greatest enemies in the path of purification, liberation and attainment of love of God. Just like na kama samo vyadhi na krodha na moha samo ripuhu na krodha samo vahnir na jnanat yat sukham param. So I was quoting this verse yesterday. This verse says there is no disease as great as the lust, and there is no enemy as great as the illusion, and there is no fire as flagrant as anger, and there is nothing which is so much satisfying and nourishing to a person as much as the divine transcendental knowledge. He says, as it is said here, the first three things of lust and illusion and greed, lust, illusion and anger, and these kind of enemies are formidable enemies which are very difficult to overcome. So in the path of transcendentalists, many times people make feeble attempts in conquering these formidable enemies and they miserably fail. So there was a person and having a conversation with Prabhupada who said, actually we jnanis understand that ultimately everything belongs to that one Supreme. And we being parts of Supreme, ultimately we are all Supreme. So he said that either you enjoy or I enjoy, what is the difference? It's all the same. He was telling, I am you, you are me, I am one, one is all is one. So he was saying like that. So Prabhupada said, this is the main problem why you cannot conquer these enemies. Because as soon as the jiva thinks, I am God, then he is determined to enjoy. He wants to enjoy sense gratification. And he simply becomes a victim of these formidable enemies. And Prabhupada said, the Krishna conscious philosophy, Prabhupada said, brings out this sublime truth. He said, this is the property of the government and that is allotted to you. There is a clear-cut difference made. This is Krishna's. This is to be used for the purpose of Krishna. And now if I have something, if I am possessing something, how can you take it and enjoy? Then you become a thief. So Prabhupada said, everything in this creation belongs to Krishna and is meant to be used for the purpose of glorification of Krishna only and Krishna alone. And in this way, as soon as one takes anything away from Krishna, then one becomes a thief. So the chanting of the distinguishes in one's heart what is Krishna and what is Maya. This kind of clear-cut realization comes in the heart of a devotee. While a jnani has to make strenuous efforts to avoid the lust and the illusion and anger in his heart. A bhakta who has become awakened to this realization can very easily overcome them. Just like we find great personalities like Haridas Thakur very easily conquering lust. Or you find Dhruva Maharaj very easily conquering the illusions that were put on him by the yakshas. Or you find Ambarish Maharaj very easily conquering the anger. He didn't even have any trace of latent anger in his heart. One of the reasons why they are able to conquer it so easily without any difficulty is that this is the kind of effect that the holy name produces. Because the holy name makes the devotee take shelter of Krishna. By taking shelter of Krishna, understanding Krishna to be the real conqueror, a devotee becomes. While the jnanis, they consider themselves the warriors. and in that great war with the internal enemies, they miserably fail. If a devotee is failing in warring against this anarthas, that means we have not surrendered to Krishna. Because if we have surrendered to Krishna by properly chanting the holy name, we would have handed over our hearts, our lives, our everything to Krishna, and Krishna would very easily win over these enemies. So it is very important to know in the path of Bhakti Yoga, as you are progressing, the enemies are considered deadly enemies, which are greatly feared by all the transcendentalists on one hand. On the other hand, many transcendentalists develop aversion for these enemies. And they go to the other extreme. Like we have the attachment and the aversion. Both lead to ruin. And because of that, they cannot clearly understand why they are being chased by these six enemies. Despite considering themselves to be the Brahman, the all-knowing, the all-pervading, supreme Brahman, still they cannot escape from it. Because they consider everything to be theirs, everything to be belonging to them and themselves to be God. So every day when we are chanting of the holy name, this consciousness is very vital, that everything belongs to Krishna, including my body, my mind, my words, my every belonging, and I am Krishna's servant. And all these enemies which are attacking us, they are all arranged by Maya to purify us, to get out of the wrong understanding that I am the enjoyer, I am the controller, I am the proprietor, I am the master. And I have all the control of everything in my hands. In order to help us give up these misunderstandings, Maya is chasing us with these anarthas. And when one surrenders to Krishna with the holy name, then Krishna takes charge in the heart of a devotee. And when Krishna takes charge of complete control of everything, then a devotee is completely at freedom to peacefully and joyfully chant and dance Krishna's name, and Krishna does the job. That is why in these examples I gave from the life of devotees, they seem to be conquering the enemies just like a twitching a finger, with no difficulty. There is practically no talk about how they conquered it. And there is no struggle involved, because Krishna takes care. That is the power of the holy name. Such enemies as lust and anger and illusion, unimaginable. But these devotees are not only conquering it, at the same time, they are absorbed so much in love for Krishna. That is why these enemies go to a background and they become completely ignorable by a devotee who is very actively, dynamically engaged in his heart with surrendering to Krishna. Harinam Prabhu ki. Jaya.